In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, God willing, we start the readings and the rites of the blessed month of Kiyak. And although, as we have heard in the Synaxarium, that today is the last day of Hatur, we start Kiyak today because usually when we have five Sundays in the Coptic month of Hatur, then the last Saturday always comes with the paramoon of the Christmas feast, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the church begins Kiyak on the fifth day or on the fifth Sunday of Hatur, if in Hatur there is five Sundays. This year our celebration of the Christmas will be on Monday, January 7th, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be 3 days of preparation to the nativity of Jesus Christ or the birth of Jesus Christ. As we know, St. Luke puts to us the whole story of the beginning of the salvation by the Incarnation. And the Incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ was the first step to perform to fulfill his promise to Adam and Eve with the salvation. Now, one of the very important signs of the Incarnation, what the Holy Bible calls the full of time, mil uz zaman, or the fullness of time. And I have a question. Did the Lord make Joachim and Anna both righteous parents? Or also, did he make Zacharias and Elizabeth righteous before God and men, as the Bible describes today? Did the Lord make St. Mary the best and the greatest human being all over the history? Or did the Lord make John the Baptist also great before God, as the angel informed Zacharias today? No, he did not make them so. But he, as God, saw them, this very good group, came in the same time, very close to each other, and he said, yes, this is the fullness of time for me to start the salvation by the Incarnation. That's why the Bible described Zacharias and Elizabeth today as a very good people. They They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And also was Joachim and Anna. And I wonder, both of these parents, both of these families, did not have children in the early times of marriage. And it was just a wisdom from God to leave them this long time waiting, not for a normal son or daughter, but waiting from one of the very great son and daughter. Saint Mary is above the whole creation. And John the Baptist was the angel who prepared the way before God. When we speak about Saint John the Baptist, the Lord sees him, because as you know, the Lord does not have or does not need future to know. He knows past, present, and the future. And if the angel describes John the Baptist even before Elizabeth is conceived with him, it means that he knows that this man will be the very strong man, and he will be eligible, and he will be powerful, and will be the man to prepare the way for the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ 6 months before Jesus started his work on earth. Saint John was described by the angel with the following. Your prayers, Zacharias, were heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You shall call him name John. You will have joy and gladness. This is from your side. But from him, many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. What is the mystery of this greatness? He said he will be great in the sight of the Lord. Count with me. Number one, he shall drink neither wine or strong drink. Number two, he will also be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. Number three, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. For he will also be before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Five, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the obedience, the disobedience to the wisdom of the just. And number six, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. This is the great man. This is Saint John the Baptist. And Saint John the Baptist, who was described as great in the sight of the Lord, was a man of wilderness. He did not even live in a normal house or in a palace. He wasn't high educated according to the measurements of this world. He was not rich. His clothes was very simple And his food was very acidic. What is the mystery of that? The mystery is that he lived what he gave. He lived the good life. He lived the real spiritual life. He lived according to the commandments of our Lord. He lived in a rough and tough life in the wilderness. So when he came, he did not compromise with the commandments of the Lord. He did not hesitate to blame everyone, asking and calling strongly for repentance. And many came to him, not only many by number, but many also by different positions: soldiers, tax collectors, farmers, principals, simple people, rich people, poor people. Everyone came to him and repented at his hands in the river of the Jordan. That's why today we say the beginning of the incarnation is called from God. Through like this man, this strong man, to repent. If you want to benefit of the incarnation salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, we need to repent. Not only to fast, not only to come to the church, even not only to confess like a habit, not only to attend the meetings, not only to come to the liturgy, even not only to receive the Holy Communion, but also before all of that, to return by all our hearts to God, to repent. The message of the first Sunday of Kiak through John the Baptist, the message for every one of us is to repent. And the repentance is U-turn. The repentance is to change your mind, to change your life, to change your system, to stop your weaknesses, to go in the path or the way of the righteousness, to love God from all your heart. Yesterday, one of our members asked Angar, "Long time and I haven't seen you." She said, "Yes, I am lazy. I'm not good with God. I don't come to the church enough." I replied, "Don't say that. Don't say that. And do not have this concept in your mind that you are not honest with God because you don't go to the church or to come to the church. No. We come to the church, it is an honorship for us to come to the church. We come to the church because we need that. Not to satisfy God. Not to let him bless us. He blesses us whatever we do, even if we go or don't go. He takes care for every one of us, even we come to the church or we do not come, even we pray or do not pray. And the proof of that, you find many people eat, drink, put on clothes, have positions, rich, and they do not know even God, and they are not honest with God. Does the Lord deal with the people according to their deeds or even denying him? No. If he does that, he won't be the Lord. He is the Lord. He loves us. But when you come to the church, you come because you need that. You feel different. As I said to her yesterday, when you come to the church, you feel as if you are in a boat and around you is the sea. Calm or not, strong waves or steady, good things or bad things. But so long you are in the boat, you feel comfortable. So long you are in the boat, you feel peace. You feel true joy, true happiness. You feel rest in your heart. And this what why we come to the church. This why we repent. This why we pray. Please, if your concept is different from I said, change it today. Don't feel as if you are disobeying the Lord, then the Lord will not be satisfied in you. No. You need to be with the Lord, because this is the best way for you on earth and in heavens. Either you are rich or poor, high educated or non-alphabetic. Doesn't matter to God. What matters to me is to have inner peace. This inner peace, I will never have it without Him. Without Him. And that's why He came. For the incarnation and salvation, and to dwell in your heart, to help you by His Holy Spirit who dwells in you, to have all these things. That's why we are delighted. If we call the people to come to the church, we do not push them to come. We do not force them to come. But we ask them to come for their benefits. You will not benefit outside, and you will not benefit inside if you do not change your life, if you do not repent from all your heart. That's why St. John's mission today for us is to turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Ten chinem bisheret ismos. Forgive us our sins.